101 X, Jason Dandy, Morning X, after Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Quincy tweets at Jason and Deb, says, I agree with you, Jason. The child that says no to pizza for dinner is emotionally and psychologically unstable. Get that child some help. I'm just kidding, Kenny. Kenny and Lindsay, you guys are the best. And don't go telling them that I talked about them and the stuff. Then I have to explain later what happened. But also, get Anora hooked on pizza. What are we doing here, man?
No, it's not.
Actually,
hey,
I was kind of glad.
Why are you promoting an unhealthy lifestyle, Jason?
Why is it unhealthy? What are you talking about?
Pizza should be a treat. It's not good for you. It's full of dough and cheese.
I was happy that Anora opted for mac and cheese because I was like, you know what? More treat for me.
You know what, Jason?
Yeah.
You had to undergo a weight loss of 100 pounds last year because you grew up obsessed with pizza. Your obsession with food is still an issue.
I would change nothing.
Considering you're on your SOTA weight loss maintenance plan and you've been planning your lunch at Tyson's Tacos obsessively like a serial killer. You should see what he writes down about these tacos. It's all in his bedroom walls. It just says tacos, 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 tacos. You're obsessed.
Tyson's Tacos.
Too much food.
I feel like I'm owed some free wares as well. All right. That's like three plugs for you today.
Tyson's, you're all right.
Tyson. Yeah, hey. Tyson's menu hack. They got the three taco combo plate. So if you're going to get five tacos like I am today.
For the love of God, Jason.
Make sure that you put the three.
Five tacos?
Make sure you put the three most expensive. That's the problem is they got a real like Cheesecake Factory depth
to
their menu.
They have a very big menu.
And I can't just pick three.
So I have to pour over the menu for 40 hours?
Limiting myself to five. But make sure.
No, that's not the right mindset.
Make sure you put the three expensive ones into the taco. Because
three is fine.
The three taco combo costs $12 no matter which tacos you put in there. All right?
You're ridiculous.
So put all the $4.75 tacos in there.
You're obsessed.
And then your side tacos, that's where you do the $3.50 tacos. Right?
Did I mention HIT Athletic has children's programming?
I don't know what that is.
Well, these kids you're making fat with all
stuff.
Your pizza taco talk. You come over here to me and work out of my gym.
Also, by the way, all these businesses who have been lucky to survive this year, give Jason free food.
Good point, Nick. Mm-hmm.
Look at how many people are hearing about Tyson's Tacos for the first time, and they're like, oh, snap. You know, lots of people had no idea what a CC's was.
Get out.
They're like, CC? That was that loose girl from high school. No, it's where you go.
Loose girl
to get loose pizza, right?
Food morals are loose.
Put that on the marquee.
Pizza. Pete and Leander says we have to limit our kids to pizza twice a week.
Twice!
Because they would ask for it every meal. My son gets it Friday afternoons at school, and then they have it one more time during the week. We usually make our own, and the kids love make your own pizza night.
Make your own pizza is awesome.
Fun.
They actually have...
Is the cafeteria lunch pizza on Friday, every Friday?
I used to go to have lunch with Mojo at his school. What school did he go to? That one on West Lake Drive?
St. Thomas More Academy.
This is Mojo.
I don't know what it is. But he would always tell me which days to go for the best food. I actually quite liked their veggie burger. I miss your school lunches.
Timothy says our kids love pizza from day one. After they could eat solid foods, it's a household staple. One of the few foods we all will eat. Get it on. Zach from Bromwell says, Numb Vagina sounds like a new indie band coming to South by Southwest.
It's actually Young Vagina, but the lead singer left.
At Debo_Keefe says, Deb is 100% a I don't like pizza guy. The stuff she eats that claims is pizza is not pizza.
It is. Stop being a pizza Nazi. Let me enjoy pizza the way I like it.
My dad... Tweets at Jason and Deb says, Deb, one of my favorite pizzas is spinach, mushroom, and jalapenos.
Ooh.
No red sauce is the bomb.
Ooh.
And Serena G says, CC's thumbs down, Gatti's thumbs up.
Oh.
Look, if you want to
I don't know if I've done Gatti's.
If you want to hate on CC's buffet, I understand. It's low-rent pizza. This is the kind of content you're going to get,
CC's.
Until you bring me that pizza, okay? Now, I try to do it.
No rent, loose pizza.
I try to do it the nice way.
$6.99.
Okay? but don't come at me with the Gatti's buffet is somehow high class. It is on par with CC.
How
dare you?
Is Mr. Gatti's the pizza that we would always have at our old remotes?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's the only time
no,
I've had
you,
it.
But that's the worst way to have it because that's been sitting there for a couple hours. Yeah, you get Gatti's pizza,
but it's also
fresh
free
out of the oven on
Think
the buffet.
Think of how many young and up and coming radio people have lived on that free Gatti's pizza at radio remotes.
Oh
yeah.
Not anymore. They're all starving to death.
It's Gaddy's Pizza, Rudy's chopped beef sandwiches, and Mike's hard lemonade.
We're out of everything.
Keeping interns alive.
Sorry, interns. You're going to have to starve to death now.
And Dan's the Man says, Jason, you got to play the Family Guy clip of the salad on top of the pizza, since Deb is a I love salad with my pizza guy.
But not on it. I'm not saying on it. Next to
I was having fun playing in the snow, and now you've ruined it like a pizza place ruins a salad.
Okay, four pizzas and a salad.
Salad? How do you make a salad?
First, you throw in the whole head of lettuce.
Even the hard-to-eat white part at the bottom?
That's what the people want. Now what else?
I got a can of whole black olives. Should I slice them up?
What, are you crazy? No, you keep them whole. You're gonna want to know you've got an olive in your mouth.
What about this tomato?
Cut it into thirds. It should be big enough to pretend you've got red teeth.
How about this carrot? Should I cut it up?
Yes, but very thin lengthwise. The whole length of the carrot. One thin slice. Okay, what else do we got?
Well, we got these hot peppers, but you can't really eat them.
No problem. Dump them all in.
Now, should we put it in a bowl?
No, let's put it in a lasagna tray.
Okay, great. I'll take it.
Oh, and make sure to stick it right on top of the pizza so it stays nice and warm. Hello, every pizza place.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
Quit eating salad with your pizza,
why are
they man.
No, you know who has a great salad with the pizza? Mm. Eastside Pies. Very, very good salad. It comes with
no idea,
white balsamic dressing.
Never.
Too many onions.
Would never
I would say they always get thrown away, but it's
all
good
right.
stuff.
Quick news thing, and then we'll give you a Kalahari Resort gift card.
Well done.
I wanted to tell you about a dinosaur beehole fossil, but Nick couldn't find me the story. So just be aware that there are great stories about dinosaur beeholes out there.
That's not intriguing me to go look that up.
Look, our friends at Wallet Hub haven't checked in with the Wallet Hub people in a while.
Oh, them and their lists.
Sweet-ass list makers have ranked all 50 states from the best to worst places to drive.
They considered
31 different factors. From
driven in a few
gas,
states.
Gas, insurance prices, traffic, weather, road quality, commute times, accident rates, all the way down to car washes and parking lots per capita.
Have you ever driven in New York City?
No.
Better get a rope.
I have ridden.
That's quite the interesting one.
See, I would
I've
say
driven
that,
there. Drove to the old Yankee Stadium.
That's a real bad one to drive in, right? Wouldn't you consider it a bad one?
You got to be on your game. Don't be wandering around saying, oh, look, kids, Times Square.
If you're not willing to hit a man, you can't drive in New York.
I'm walking here.
What is the top? I have the top 10 here. What is the best state to drive in, Deb?
It's got to be one of those ones where there's no speed limit, like Montana.
All of them are places with lots of room.
Yeah,
lots of
Colorado.
Wide open spaces.
I had a speeding ticket in Colorado
room to
once.
Make a big mistake. What's
106.
That? 106. Oh, yeah. You're a lawbreaker.
Still 60, and I was like, 60? More like 160. No, I didn't do that. I just did 100.
Montana is not in the top 10.
Colorado?
Colorado not in the top 10.
What else is out there? Yeah. Wyoming?
You're going
that's
too,
real pretty.
Too far from home, man.
Too far from home?
Yeah.
Is it us?
Texas, number one, baby!
Oh, UT gets it?
Texas.
Driving through Texas, driving... It's so boring. Like, once you get out of Austin, let's just say you're going to Colorado or New Mexico.
Yeah.
So you get out of Austin and you just take a right and you just keep going.
Okay.
I mean, it's left for some people. Right. Whatever. You get out. You go west.
Why would you take it? To go to Colorado?
Yeah.
You got to go up, not
you do,
left.
But you go up. You go up and west because you want to get into, like, New Mexico. Once you get into, like, the little tip of New Mexico, you zunk through New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's goddamn beautiful right there. And then you get to Colorado. And it's goddamn boring for like 5 hours until you get to the mountains.
So you got to make a stop.
It's really awful.
See, I mean, yeah, the Texas drive.
But we got good wide big roads, right? Is that what
they're? I drove from Los Angeles to Vegas. That's a boring drive.
That's just desert, right?
In fact, and it is straight. Like, you do not turn for hours. It is just dead straight ahead.
Yeah.
I guess the only thing...
It's like driving out of Texas.
The only thing intriguing is, if you stop and wonder, it's like, man, what if I break down here? Am I going to die?
Mm-hmm.
There's no cars out here. There's nobody for miles. That, and there's signs that say speed enforced by aircraft. And then I start looking out the...
Whoa.
I was like, that's a plane up there. That plane got a radar gun on it? If I get pulled over by a plane, that is...
See the big ass plane in your rearview mirror with the lights flashing.
I will not stand for that. Texas, Indiana, North Carolina, Iowa, Tennessee, These are the best places to drive. What is the worst state to drive in?
What are they ranking this on?
I said 31 different factors. Gas, insurance prices, traffic, weather, road quality, commute times, parking lots per capita.
We have got a lot of parking lots.
I would have thought the worst was California for sure. I remember the first time I was in California in the back of a cab going to the airport, and I thought I left 45 minutes before, mm-hmm. an hour before my flight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, surely that's enough time. And it was it was a Sunday afternoon.
No, that's not right for LA.
I'm on the PCH.
Oh, thanks, bro.
What are you
Can
doing
you take
here?
The 101?
And we're just stopped. And I asked the guy, I was like, what's going on? Is there a wreck? And he's like, what do you mean what's going on? We're on the highway.
Here's the
you
thing.
You stop on the highway.
In Austin, you say, how far is that? And the answer should always be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's my bubble, 20 minutes. If it's 30 minutes, then you live in San Antonio. But when you when I would go down there to San Antonio guy's house, yeah, everything 30 minutes away.
I thought you meant San Antonio was 30 minutes away from here. I was you do drive 160.
In California, you say it's 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's not 20 minutes. Yeah. It's just 2 hours.
California is number two, though. What is the worst state to drive in?
It's beautiful.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it.
So California is number one worst state to drive in?
No, number two.
Oh.
Number one.
I don't know. Washington State?
It's Hawaii.
Oh.
I guess maybe is gas and insurance driving it up there?
Very expensive.
Because there's so many drives, they're awesome. I mean, I would say maybe it's dangerous because you're just like,
look at that. Yeah.
Look at that.
When we drove, when we went on the road to Hannah, it says be prepared to stop. And we had figured out which stops we wanted to stop at. We stopped at like 10 other ones as well.
Yeah,
there's just so many.
Awesome.
The trees, the rainbow trees, you stop and look at them.
I've been told that they this in like California and Arizona as well, but I've never seen it anywhere else. Hawaii has got runaway truck ramps.
Oh, they have that in Colorado as well.
What's up with that?
Well, because if a
Who's
truck is
cutting
going,
all the brakes on the trucks in Hawaii?
No, it's just because of the steepness. If they can't brake because of the steepness, they're given this like zhunk to go up.
I
have that in Colorado because of the ice.
I don't know. Has anybody ever been on a runaway truck ramp? Because it's like they've built a little hill and it's loaded with all those. But I feel like if that thing doesn't slow you down, oftentimes at the end of the ramp is just like a brick wall. Or it's off the end of a cliff. It's just like, it's over for you, man. But
it's
again,
gonna stop him.
Who's we ain't got no runaway trucks here in Texas?
It's flat as a goddamn pancake, Jason.
I don't understand how the hills make it. Also, country's right
over
there.
Do you understand gravity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Listen, man. So your truck got the brakes cut. You're in Hawaii. Be thankful for what you got. Get out of here.
You're so dumb.
All right. We have a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card for you right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Nick, what are we playing, man?
It's runaway tomatoes because they're rotten and something.
Oh, dear.
Should have done something about you want to be able to pretend like you got red teeth. Cut it into thirds.
Oh.
That is better than
that's what we did.
That was no good either.
How do you like them tomatoes?
Yeah.
Is what we're playing. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason and Deb, the Morning X.
You just quit? Where'd it go?
Just expand on that a little bit, Jason.
Can't help
Let's talk time. About it.
All right, buddy.
Let's talk about it all.
Dave B tweets at Jason and Deb, says, wasn't hard to find, # road producer, and then includes a link to a story. Headline, first preserved dinosaur beehole is perfect and unique. This was a multi-purpose hole.
Oh, what did it do?
I don't know. I hadn't read the story because Nick brought me the version that doesn't talk about beeholes.
Well, you could have looked it up, Dave B. You just found it.
I could do all the producer work, okay? But we have people to do this.
You know what it took? Click the link. That's all it would have taken. Why are you going to be such a spoiled bitch? See what you did, Mama Dick?
Spoiled.
See what you did?
A $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours. Hopefully doesn't turn you into a spoiled bitch when we play
Attack of the Rotten Tomatoes. Attack of the Rotten Tomatoes. They're gooey, gushy, squishy, mushy, rotten to the core. They're standing outside your door.
How How do you like them tomatoes? Is our RottenTomatoes.com game. That is a movie review aggregator. You go there, look up a movie, and it'll tell you what percentage of critics gave that film a favorable review. This game's very simple. Nick tells us the movie. Deb and I try to guess what is the Rotten Tomatoes score for that movie. Scoring cumulative. You want to be as close as possible, have the smallest number possible at the end of the game, and you're going to win. Each play on behalf of a listener. Joe called first, chose Team Jason. You have chosen wisely. Shay. Deb, you're playing for Shay. So if I win, Joe, you're going to go to Kalahari Resorts. Deb is playing for Shay. Everybody ready?
Okay, I'm not ready. I clicked on the link. Listen. They're calling it the Swiss Army knife of bum holes. It's a catch-all. It's used for peeing, okay, pooping, mating, and laying eggs. It does everything in one place.
Wait till you get to the part about how they have sex.
They do it in there too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one multi-purpose hole.
All right, I got to shut this computer.
That's a versatile hole, I'll tell you what.
Ooh, well.
See, I was saying...
I guess that's how birds do it, right?
I was saying bee hole because I don't think that I'm supposed to say the other one. And you just said bum, and I'm like, I don't think that's any better.
Anus.
Man.
Anus is the correct word. You say it, and it's anus.
Good.
It probably has a better name than that, too. It's probably got some Latin name for the catch-all, right?
Anyway. I just say Jason instead of that word.
Oh, no. Okay. There's a man down.
I just said a very mean thing to Nick off the air.
Very mean. I can tell
that his spirit is crushed, all right? First of all, it was just in response to him saying a mean thing to me.
No, you got hurt by the truth, all right?
And I heard him back with the truth.
You called him an F-up.
True. Truth.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. Who am I playing for, Chase?
Shay.
Really busy reading about bums.
Shay.
You're never going to win another Smarter Than Game. You know that, right?
Don't. Never. Come on, man.
Never.
Stop being... Don't let your emotions run your life,
Oh, stop
Nick.
Trying to manage you. Stop just being a jerk until you correct your behavior and then I come back to you.
Strategically.
Mm-hmm. How do you like it?
Not emotionally, all right?
Oh, guys. You're hugging makeup in the next break, all right?
It's like I have two girlfriends. Jesus F.
Don't make me go work for Metal Arc Media.
Wow.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Threatening you with another girl.
Is that the new pirate ship thing?
Yeah.
See, your lack of attention to detail makes you unhirable for people of
What's
that.
What's the new pirate
scope.
Ship thing?
Oh, don't even. You don't care. You do not care.
What do you mean? Oh, Deb doesn't care.
Yeah, Deb doesn't care.
I care if you're thinking about leaving us for a pirate.
Newsflash from like day one.
Yeah. It's just a fantasy. Okay. It might as well. It's like I'm. It's
I'll leave you for.
It's on the same level of how
Brad Pitt.
I might one day quarterback a team to the Super Bowl.
Right,
okay. Those are the.
Okay. First of all.
Okay.
I would leave you in a heartbeat. I'd stay here for the listeners. All right.
Oh.
What would they have
to
do in the morning?
Don't
doing it for the kids.
Behave strategically, not emotionally, but, Nick.
Give me $100 and I won't. I won't leave right now. Come on.
All right. We gotta stop around here, okay?
Here we go.
You know I can get your sex tape,
hey,
right?
Captain's Anytime orders. No goofing off during the games. Let's go.
Number one, American Pie, 1999.
Hmm. Hey, I retract my stupid question. The guy from The Big Short is obviously not the lacrosse guy from American Pie, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we ever got to the bottom of that, but yeah, it's obviously not him. Obviously not him. American
Pie. Are you
talking
about Chris Klein or Stifler? Because both of them were lacrosse guys in that
Chris
movie.
Chris Klein.
Chris Klein and Josh Hartnett are somewhat interchangeable in my brain sometimes.
It's that one movie.
Right.
Which one?
The one with Lily Sobieski.
Were they both in that?
Yeah. Chris Klein is the rich dude who like wrecks her family's restaurant with his car, and then Josh
Hartnett
is her
best friend.
Oh, and
then they have to paint
it. And they have to, yeah. And
oh,
and
they become friends even though they don't want to.
Yeah.
One of the kids is from the wrong side of the track.
Josh Hartnett, yeah.
I assume you have an answer.
Yeah.
All right. America, this is a tough one because I feel like there's lots of reviewers out there are going to be like, no way, deal breaker.
He did it with a pie.
From the beginning. But it was... I think before they started making all the goofball sequels, I mean, this ushered in a new renaissance of the rated R kind. 59% is what I have.
Oh, look, I'm right there with the 60.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's basically what I was thinking.
Ooh, Rotten Tomatoes has 61.
Ooh.
Oh, look at us.
Hi.
Look at us.
Not terrible.
I haven't watched it in forever. Is it good? American Pie?
I think when we were when we were that age,
there are a bunch
age,
of cancelable stuff in there now.
Yeah, I bet you
he does film a girl without her consent and then broadcast it to everybody in town. So
oh,
that's
bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason, maybe you should watch that because you're always saying, oh, God, I have to respect women in 2021. And, God, yeah, go back and watch
I'm
those ones.
I'm not always saying it. I said it one time in a above-the-rim comedic fashion.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Okay, what's number two, Nick?
Escape from New York.
Ooh.
1981.
Jake the Snake.
The eye patch was his idea.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, it's wonderful. He is wonderful. Guys, have you seen the Christmas Chronicles? It's
not
no
yet.
Good, but it's got Kurt Russell as Father Christmas. And then in the sequel, guess who Mrs. Claus is?
John Travolta.
No, it's his actual partner in real life, Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Actually, I didn't watch the second one, but I put it on for my friend's kids when they were over once, and they loved it. Shut them right up.
Mm-hmm.
Escape from New York.
These are the parts we're supposed to cut out.
No.
We'll just play a commercial real quick. We'll be back after this.
I have not seen Escape from New York, L.A., or that China one either. I prefer my Kurt Russell in the Vanilla Skies, Death Proofs of the World.
Wow.
Escape from Chinatown? Is that what you think the sequel is?
77%, though, is what I got for Escape from New York.
I got 69.
Oh, nice.
Rotten Tomatoes has 86.
I'm a buzz, but I don't like that's pretty close. That should give me the lead. What's the score update? It's after two, Nick.
You should cut this out, too. Jason, 11. Deb, 18.
Doesn't seem worthy of a cut. Okay, 11
flex,
to
Nick.
18.
After two, who cares
people?
After two?
Because we do it after
what's
two,
the
four,
score
and
the first quarter
two,
NFL
four,
game?
And then the thing. Okay. What's the score? What, they just don't tell you the score.
Hey, cut this out. What's the next one, Nick?
Minority Report, 2002. Oh.
Account.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Deb.
The one girl, the seeing girl in Minority Report, who they take, remember? And they put a dress on her and whatnot.
Psychic?
She is,
clairvoyant?
Something like that. She's the new baddie in Walking Dead.
Oh.
I told you, it picked up again, season 9. It was like, what's
that? I thought Walking Dead was dead to you after they tried to charge you for the episodes.
Look, I'm still sitting there hanging on episode 3, season 10, needing the rest of the season. It's just sitting there taunting me to purchase it for like $30.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm ready. I loved Minority Report.
I think I saw Minority Report, but it might have been War of the Worlds or AI.
No, Minority Report is this one.
That's the one where he moves all the stuff around?
Yeah, with the girl in the pool.
Nobody moves those around in AI or War of the...
No, not in the War of the Worlds. There's no technology.
Not notable to me, but also not terrible. It's a Spielberg joint, right? 71.
I got 75.
Rotten Tomatoes has 90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy that film, but I didn't know.
It's a 90, eh?
Sometimes I can't
tell. What is it about? What's it?
Sci-fi.
What's future crime? No, but what's the moral of the story?
So he's
you don't want to know too much about your
crime.
Past.
No. So they have these people that are psychic, precognitive. That's what they're called, precogs. Mm-hmm. They're psychics. They see what you are going to do in the future. So they send people like Minority Report police officer Tom Cruise to go and arrest you for the crime you haven't yet committed. No, it's really good. It's really smart.
I know I asked, but yeah. Okay.
They made a TV sequel that I was into, and then I forgot what happened to it. It's obviously canceled. But
Medium.
Yes.
Okay.
No, dummy is Ghost Whisperer.
What's number four, Nick?
What is number four? Number four is American Tail from 1986.
You doing a theme here, Nick?
Nope.
Are you sure?
American Tail. That's about where they get a clairvoyant and go back and arrest you for crimes that you committed in the previous life.
Okay, that's really stupid.
That's not it?
That's really stupid.
What do you think happens in American Tale?
I know what happens in American Tale.
Oh, yeah?
Tale.
Who makes it happen?
I'm not telling you. Not tailing you.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Jokes.
86, you said?
Yes, the year. I was like, I didn't tell you what it was. You getting me? But yeah, 1986.
All right. I'm ready. This one had that theme tune by that one person and that other person.
I literally have no idea what this film is.
It's an animated film about Mises, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right, Nick?
Mouskowitzes.
And it's got Feeble. Is Feeble one of them?
Feeble.
Feeble, sorry.
Feeble Goes West?
I think
it's the prequel.
Oh.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it's this the movie, and then they made a sequel, Five Will Goes West.
I don't know, man, but I tell you what, no poker face Hajda over here. When I said 86, he is like, I just called out his exact hand. It's like, I know you got Ace King over there. So I said 83.
Mm-hmm. I've got 80.
It's 71.
Mm. All right.
All right.
Like I know how to bluff the dick.
Should have tightened up.
It's a good thing to learn. Everyone should get good at that.
Score update us, Nick.
You won't believe this. Tied. Yeah. 42 off. Yeah.
What?
42?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
We're playing that bad? All right. Oof. It all comes down to this one. Oof. What's the last one, Nick?
Last one. Zootopia 2016.
Don't worry, Shay. I got you. You're going to go to California and have a lot of fun. Wait, is that what we're giving away?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think
ready?
You did a whole stock of things. Oh, no, I saw American Pie. That's the only one.
I didn't see Zootopia.
I think I saw Minority Report. I don't know about Zootopia either.
We have to explain everything about Minority Report to you.
Yeah, I didn't remember any of those things.
I don't think you've seen it. I think you're aware that it exists.
73.
Ooh, okay, this Zootopia. Is good because I did not see Zootopia, but I don't think they made a sequel. If cartoons are good, they're going to make like tons of sequels about them.
All right.
It's an animated film, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
50%.
I thought about going right down the middle with 50%. Yeah, you did.
Very close, Deb. You're only off by 48%, 98% for Zootopia.
It's a cartoon!
Yeah, but it's I don't cartoon. Know. But if it's a good cartoon, it's going to be like 19.
Nobody gives a cartoon a bad review.
I bet you there are some bad-reviewed cartoons.
Nick, find the worst-rated animated films on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's Zootopia about?
Actual
is there any good,
studio
Nick?
Releases, not any of that.
There's a fox and a rabbit and the mayor is corrupt and there's a sloth. It's very funny.
I'm a dummy.
We did it, my guy. Congratulations. You're going to go to Kalahari. Shay, we have a prize for you as well. Hold on.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
If you missed the Kalahari Resorts gift card, we have another chance for you to win $50 today, 9:30.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. I got no time, but I'm going to tell you, George Springer has signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. 6 years, $150 million.
What? Why are you leaving us, George?
Houston Astro says, Houston, I am out.
Man.
Things are going badly.
Toronto's pretty cool, though.
All right.
And I'm sure Canada's taken a lot more precautions COVID-wise. Houston's like, what COVID?
Good luck with your... You go from no state income tax to Canadian taxes, George Springer. That $150 million, first of all, they pay you in Canadian dollars.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And can't spend those here. That's worth like 100 G's in Houston, okay? Also, what Deb just said, all right? Now you got to worry about coronavirus again. Houston already took care of it.
No, they didn't.
It's taken care
of,
man.
They're wallowing in it.
Man, what is it like? Sean Watson wants out. The Astros are cheaters. Everybody hates them. James Harden left.
No one wants to be in Houston.
Houston people. Massey.
You're a swamp.
What's happening out there? Is anything good? Give me some good news.
Give me some John Krasinski
Houston news.
Oh, God, I just got that. The astronauts aren't even there anymore, Nick.
Daphne,
the astronauts have gone.
This guy's the best one on the show with that kind of stuff.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.